الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين اما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, yesterday our Jor, our spiritual gathering ended after its third day. Alhamdulillah, our procedure in this case is like this, that we have a spiritual gathering for 12 hours each week, and then after one month, we have a 24 hours gathering, and then after 3 months, we have 3 days gathering, and this was the one of them. These things are needed because nowadays the problem is this, that the social evils are increasing more and more, and protection systems are reduced more and more, and there is resistance for the protection systems. Actually, if we know something, if we have ilm from Quran and Hadith, so we have to act upon that. But to act upon that, we need some spiritual energy and resistance to some evils, because if our systems are not properly working, so we shall not be able to do this way. So previously I have already discussed many times this, that we have three important systems in our body for these things. First system is the heart system, and second is the nafs system, and third is the akal system. And these, all these systems should be balanced in such a way and that after its interrelation with each other, a net solution comes so that we are able to act upon our ilm to please our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually what is needed. So for this purpose, there are different institutes which are needed. For example, to get knowledge, we need madrasa. So we want madrasa to get the ilm. And for having a congregation ibadat, we need masjid everywhere. And for to get the spiritual strength, it means ruhaniyat, we need khanqah, which spiritual center, you can say, spiritual training center. So this we have to get. And these were available mostly in previous times. And our mashaykh was there to sit in that doing tarbiyat of salikin with them. But nowadays, these khanqahs, these are reduced. The present khanqahs, actually, if some good person dies and he does not have his success, and to that condition that they are able to do things, so they become sajada nashin and they don't know how to do this work. So therefore, they just have some rasumat, and these rasumat are repeated again and again, and the actual thing is finished. So therefore, it was needed to reactivate these things. And for that purpose, we needed this. So Hazrat Shaykh al-Aziz Mawlana Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh tried to introduce khanqahi system in masajid in the shape of itikaf. That he was doing itikaf for 40 days in Ramadan every year, and most very good people, they would come to join him, and he did 5 itikafs in this connection, and 4 in the non-Muslim countries and 1 in the Muslim country. In the four non-Muslim countries were South Africa, England, and India and Burma. And the Muslim country was Pakistan. He visited Pakistan lastly, and in this Faisalabad where I was, we were having this jod. So these styles of itikafs were introduced by him to promote Hanukkahiyat in this regard. But actually, that's also very, actually, it's not enough also. So we have to increase this, because the evils are getting more and more all the time because of the social media and the mobile and all these things which have been introduced nowadays. In every pocket there is a mobile and it's connected with the whole world. So therefore, the evil in Washington, D.C. just reaches in minutes, and in this, from the Moscow and from the Germany, from everywhere. It reaches just in minutes. So therefore, we have to be very careful to understand Islam and to get the real knowledge and to act upon that in a manner that we are protected from the evils. So for that purpose, these institutes should be developed. Number one, we should have good madrasas to promote, to get the knowledge. And we should have masajid accessible that we can do ibadat. And also, we should have khankas. So this was actually very less nowadays. So in this jod, there was one poem, actually was cited by one of our good friend. So although it is in Urdu, but inshallah I shall translate. And for that purpose now I am going to introduce that. I'm going to introduce that, inshallah, Al Aziz.
برائے تربیت مسلم جوان کو ضرورت آج خانقاہوں کی ہے برائے تربیت مسلم جوان کو ضرورت آج خانقاہوں کی ہے خدا سے فیصلے کروانے واسطے جو نکلی دل سے ہو ان آہوں کی ہے.
So in this it is stated that we need for the purpose of spiritual training of Muslims, youngsters, we need khankas. It means spiritual training centers. And we need some pious people who ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by heart to help them.
Khuda se faisle karwane waste jo nikli dil se hon aahon ki hai barae tarbiyat muslim jawan ko zarurat aaj khanqahon ki hai nafas mota نفس موٹا ہے دل کالا ہوا ہے عقل کو زنگ غفلت کی لگی ہے دلوں کو موڑ دے اب اسے کی جانب ضرورت ان تربیت گاہوں کی ہے.
Actually, our nafs is not ready to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders. And our heart is blackened by the sins. as per Hadith Sharif saying that when we are doing sins, so then it is spotted by that. And also our mind is not properly working because we are ghafil. So for that purpose, we need such arrangements that we can remove these things. For this purpose, we need such training center that we are able to turn our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for asking help. Actually, it is a very famous thing that people are saying that now good khankas are not present. Because of this, they don't come to these things. But actually, we know that there are good doctors, good engineers, good carpenters, bad carpenters, good teachers, bad teachers. But nobody leaves the good people for bad people. They select good people among those bad things, or among those good bad people. So similarly, way we can do this to choose those khankas which are good and leave the bad. So there are many people who have bad wishes for us. So they are doing bad things for us. So we need those people who are sincere and good people, and they have good wishes for us. For that purpose we have to choose them.
ہماری حالت کیا ہے؟ ہم سمجھتے ہیں کہ ارچی ہے ہر رگے نفس میں ہے دنیا، بچانا دین کا پھر بھی ہے لازم.
Although we have love for دنیا in all the cells of our body,
رچی ہے ہر رگے نفس میں ہے دنیا، بچانا دین کا پھر بھی ہے لازم.
Even then, to protect our deen, it's very necessary.
پناہ لے دی بچانے اس میں شبیر، ضرورت ایسی بارگاہوں کی.
So we need such places where we can protect our ایمان these are the protection place for us. Just like Ashab Kahf went to Kyo and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored them for 309 years sleeping and they were awarded. So similarly, we have to go to such places where we are awarded and our hearts are cleaned and our nafs is purified and our mind is enlightened. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to think upon it and to select those things which are good for us. And in this limited time, in this limited life, we are able to work for the life hereafter, which is unlimited. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا عَلَى ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ وَحُبِّ تِلَاوَةِ كِتَابِكَ يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اصلح لنا شاننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم صلى الله عليه وسلم على خير خلق محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.